The Rock House Project Chapter 2. The opening night. Work on fitting the Babington Lane site started in October 1983. The building was an empty shell with a white roof and wooden floor. I did not have the money to pay a building firm to come in and fit out the club, so I asked around to see if friends were interested in helping, with the promise of money at a later date. It was an exciting thing to be involved in, especially when you think that we were all in our early 20s. I had to go to court and tell lies about how I was going to provide provision of substantial food in order to get the late license. This would prove to be a big problem because our budget would not stretch to making a kitchen. We worked mostly in the evenings on fitting the room out. My job was to purchase building materials in the day ready for when the workers came in at about 6 in the evening. They all had day jobs and I was very lucky to get such help. I seem to have a natural ability to manage this project. I was driven by the determination to succeed. By March 1984, the club was as ready as it was going to be, so I proposed on opening on Saturday the 17th of March, St. Patrick night. I had to go to court to have the license granted final. The magistrates imposed conditions on the license because I was new to the trade and also to appease the existing clubs in the town. They insisted that it should be a private members' club and that members must have their membership confirmed 48 hours before their first visit to the club. Members must be over 18 and have a membership card to show on entry to the club. This was an impossible condition to meet. But I had 1,000 membership cards made and I went round town giving the things to anyone who wanted one without charging a fee. I had shown the court that there was a demand for the club by presenting a 5,000 signature petition, so finding members should have been easy. On Friday the 16th of March 1984 I had to make my final court appearance. The magistrates were not satisfied that I had complied fully and insisted the club was inspected again. This would mean that we could not open the following day. I insisted to the court that all the work would be completed by 5 p.m. that day. Surprisingly, the court decided that they would send a court official to do the inspection at 5 p.m. and if all the points outstanding were resolved, then we could open on the Saturday night. All that day we frantically fitted a hand basin behind the bar and laid a suitable floor covering in the gents' toilet and got the emergency lights working. The emergency lights were a triumph for the club. They came from an old cinema in Nottingham. It was a maintained system, i.e. it was fed from one central battery bank rather than single lights with their own batteries. It was all done in pyro, which was a copper tube-like cable with powder inside it. I installed most of the system, which was inspected by the fire officer. We were given the maximum capacity of 300 persons. This limit was set by the fire officer because of the number of fire exits in the room and a maximum evacuation time of 2.5 minutes.